Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's more about 3 hours. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Cavanaugh is back. Christina is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She's one of the top experts on digital communication on the planet. She's the author of Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox. She's taught us more about using digital communications, especially email, than most of us will ever know. She's forgotten more than most of us will ever know. She's our good friend. Joining us all the way from Toronto, Christina, welcome back. It's good to have you back, Christina. Thank you for being here. So I know you want to talk about another form of digital communication besides email in this segment. And, probably 9 out of 10 people in the marketplace never heard of the noun Zoom. Zoom wasn't a noun, certainly not a proper noun, 6 months ago to most people. It was a verb, right? And now it's the name of a company. It's a digital platform, isn't it? We all know about it.
Yes, it is.
Even Grandma and Grandpa know about Zoom now, don't they?
They do, and they use it as well.
Yeah. So tell us about Zoom.
Well, Zoom is a very easy to use video communication device, and in the time of the pandemic, if you will, where a lot of people weren't allowed to congregate in meetings, suddenly Zoom became a very popular way to have a face-to-face meeting without being in the same room. It's kind of become the sort of the next best thing to being there. Having said that, having been through a number of Zoom meetings and calls and that type of thing, I think there are some tips and tricks that we can, use to be able to Zoom better.
Is it as important for us to, and one of the things I'm doing in my work, Christina, I'm trying to help people make these transitions. The first thing that happened was we all got abruptly denied access to our workplaces. Most of us did. I didn't. I was non-compliant, but most people did. And so they went home. They had to stay home. Some people were locked up in their apartments, for God's sake, and some of them still are. And so in that early stage when we're finding out about Zoom and it's a novelty, and it's almost like, hey, let's have a picnic, and the dog's in the lap and the baseball cap's on and you're in your jammies, your bunny slippers, and you got food on the desk and you're eating while you're talking and all kinds of stuff like that. It's time to start making a transition from the exciting stage, adrenaline stage, where everybody's pulling together, to something more workaday, isn't it, with these communications?
Well, yes. And it's
professional
the same,
workaday.
It's the same with email. You can send an email to a business colleague, and it's going to be in a certain way. You can also email your friends, and you're going to be in a different mode. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with video conferencing. What you said at the beginning about being able to be casual and in front of the camera is one thing, but then mm-hmm. when you are in professional mode, you must be something else. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people haven't transitioned yet.
It's time to step up our game. It's time to step up our game and assume the position when you're going into a business meeting. And I'm saying even with your team. I mean, even when you're operating with your team, mm-hmm. people who know you, people who love you and will forgive you, you should say, okay, if I were in the office, How would I present myself? And that's the way you should present yourself in, on Zoom, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that, and I think that that's where we need to sort of do some thinking about how our messages come across on Zoom. You know, for instance, Zoom is kind of like a conversation slash a presentation. So we need to make sure that we've got things like good lighting. If the lighting is poor, then, you know, you can't be seen. It's harder. Like, people are more focused on, I can't see you well. Same with making eye contact. I always say to people, you should set your camera a little higher than your nose.
That's
like
exactly
around
right. I don't want to see anybody else's nose hair as long as I live. No,
that's exactly right. The other thing not to take for granted is that you should dress for your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we've got sort of the, quote, the sweatpant brigade and all that type of thing, but I think people should dress from head to toe, no commando, when you're on a video call.
Right.
it's important. And making sure that you know how to use the equipment. You know, you can mute and you can unmute.
What's the deal with people who don't know where their camera is? What's the deal with people who I had a 45-minute Zoom call with a guy the other day, brand new relationship. He never looked at the camera. It was always askance. His view was always askance. And I'm thinking, do you not know where your camera is? Can you not look? I mean, here's the thing. You can see your image on the screen. You can tell whether you're looking at the camera or not, can't you?
Well, you can.
I talked to his jowl the whole time.
Oh gosh, yes, and that doesn't create a very good long-lasting impression for sure.
What do you think about getting a buddy and saying, "Okay, let's practice with each other. You tell me what I'm doing wrong. I'll tell you what I'm doing wrong." What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. The technology is not that difficult to use, but when you're doing something new for the first time, second time, it's a little more daunting. And I don't see anything wrong with doing a tech check.
Practice
how to mute.
And practice with your friends. If you got a presentation, if you got something going on, you're doing slides or whatever, practice with somebody. Don't just practice with yourself. Practice for somebody. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and get some more wisdom out of our good friend Christina Cavanaugh after the break. Her book is called Managing Your Email, Thinking Outside the Inbox.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.